Good morning and welcome to Update Dayton. You know, during these times, I think we're all itching to get out and about and go see a show or do something fun. And this morning, you know, I couldn't have a better person to talk about some things that we're going to get out and do. Ty Sutton, who is the CEO and president of Dayton Live, is here with us this morning. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, I'm excited to have you on and to get to talk a little bit about what we can look forward to coming up, because I know so many people here in the Dayton area, you know, look forward to going to a show, going to a Broadway show, you know, and Dayton has such a great theater, you know, presence. And we're missing that. We're missing a lot of things that we get to go out and do. And you've got some exciting news. But before we get to that, Dayton Live is, you know, it's fairly new. It kind of came about last year. Why don't you tell our listeners exactly what Dayton Live is and what you're doing?
Sure. No, so Dayton Live is formerly known as the Victoria Theater Association.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I came to Dayton, you know, it's actually getting close to 2 years. So I started as president and CEO here in the fall of 2018.
And
One of the first things that really I took notice of was that to a lot of people, even our subscribers, Victoria Theater Association, it was actually just sort of a confusing name because mm-hmm. you know, we run all these different theaters here in Dayton. So
right.
We have Victoria Theater, the Loft Theater, and the Metropolitan Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
Brewster Center, which includes two venues, and then we opened a really cool new smaller theater called the PNC Arts Annex.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have Performance Place attached to the Brewster Center and a garage. And so when you put it all together, it's just a lot more than just the Victoria Theater. And, you know, the name was, it was confusing to people. And so we went about doing a big branding project. And what we found was that our name just didn't really reflect who we were anymore. It did for a long time, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, it made people think only of the Victoria Theater, or they thought the show must be there, even if it was somewhere else. And so as we worked through it, we realized we needed a new brand. And so
mm-hmm.
worked with a really cool company here in Dayton called Real Art, who are amazing at really figuring out how to help people with brands. And so Dayton Live is what came out of that. And, you know, funny enough, we did this huge brand reveal and our season reveal, and that was on March 10th, and we got shut down 2 days later.
yeah, that's about right.
But timing, right? So
yeah.
So what happened out of that was we had planned to do a bunch of big ad campaigns and really sort of talk about what was going on, and that didn't happen. And so, you know, like everybody, we sort of pivoted and have changed and, mm-hmm. you know, we're moving forward with Dayton Live. We have an amazing new website, DaytonLive.org, that shows off everything that's going on. But you know, it's been a tough time because since we shows. And so
right
now we're just to a place where we're announcing what our new lineup will look like and what we hope to be able to do in the future and what we're planning for. And, you know, we're just moving forward. But it has been a really tough time for arts entertainment, for mm-hmm. all of our arts groups, you know, for
mm-hmm. absolutely
the opera, for our Broadway programming and all of our comedy and everything else. So, you know, we're like many businesses where we're looking forward to the other side of this pandemic and, you know, just trying to be prepared for that because we know, you know, we know we'll make it to the other side. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm actually here today in the Victoria Theater, and this building is 155 years old. It's been through multiple pandemics. It's been through fires and floods and social unrest and you name it. It's flooded, but it's always come back and the arts have always come back in Dayton. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting back to doing what we do. And I think, you know, for all of us, that's sort of the excitement and that's what we're trying to bring to people and communicate to them. And so we had some pretty big announcements very recently about that.
Well, you know, I have to say before we talk about the big announcements, I couldn't agree more with the fact that I think it was kind of confusing. I mean, for one, you know, I'm a huge fan of theater. You know, I was one of the kids in school that always did, you know, all of the shows, and I've done community theater throughout my life. And so I always looked forward to, you know, going to get to see the shows at the Schuster Center or the Victoria Theater. You know, I love your rock series. I love the children's programs that you put on. There's so many different things. I mean, the Dayton Ballet, the Dayton Opera, the list goes on and on and on. And I have to say, you know, you would go to the website and the website was even kind of confusing, you know, trying to navigate your way around it and figuring out where stuff was and what you were a part of and what you weren't, and which you're pretty much a part of everything. So I have to say, I think the rebranding is just awesome. Dayton Live says it all, in my opinion. You got a lot of really cool stuff that you guys are going to be doing, especially once everything kind of gets back to normal here. And so I think it's just fabulous what you've done. And coming up, like you've said, there are some really big announcements, and we kind of just heard a little bit about them here in the past couple weeks. But why don't you announce it to the rest of our listeners and those that haven't heard yet?
No, absolutely. So there's a couple pieces to the big announcement, and also thank you for the feedback on Dayton Live. It's something that you know, has gone over incredibly well at a very difficult time.
Yeah.
So we are happy with how people feel about it. That it's, you know, it's easy to navigate. People understand it, and that's what we do live events in Dayton, and so we're going to get back there to doing live events. But anyway, so our season. It was slated to schedule in October, but it will now start in January of 2021. And we also announced that even though we're announcing the shows for January through July right now, we also made one other big announcement, and that is that in our 2021 and 22 season, which will start in October of 21 and go through May of 22. Sometime in that season, Hamilton will come to Dayton for
That's so huge. That is so huge. I mean, for people that love theater, I mean, I know that they feel, I'm sorry, I'm like a little kid at Christmas when you made the announcement. I can't wait to see Hamilton. Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
And Hamilton is just everywhere right now, right? With the film.
Mm-hmm, right.
And, you know, I actually just read something that said, it was Disney Plus's biggest weekend by like tenfold, you know, in terms of viewers. But
I'm sure it was.
Hamilton is, and let me say this, like I love Broadway. I've seen Hamilton multiple times. I see every show because we're a member of Broadway League, and that's my job. You know, I book Broadway shows. So Hamilton is fantastic, and Hamilton the film was actually really well done, but still, it just doesn't compare to a live experience for a Broadway show.
I feel that way about almost every Broadway show that they make into a film.
Yeah, and you know, even when they try and make it like a film, like Les Mis or some of the other things, you know, they're great. Some of them are amazingly well done, but they just don't really capture what the essence of it was. And so with Hamilton, I feel it's that way as well. The film is fantastic. Everyone should see it. But if you even liked it, then you would be amazed by the live show and the movement and the voices and the fact people are doing this, you know, night in and night out is pretty amazing. We're really excited about that. If you're interested in Hamilton, the tickets will not go on sale for quite a while. You can buy a subscription to the season we're going to talk about and guarantee yourself an opportunity to buy Hamilton. But we have a huge page on our website at DaytonLive.org that talks about, you know, all of that. It talks about where you can see it, how you get tickets, all the frequently asked questions. So go there and check that out. You know, we're getting a lot of people calling in saying, I want to buy my tickets, and we're not quite there yet. So we'll be there soon enough. But I do want to talk about the season that starts in January. And let me say this, we understand people have concerns. You know, we all have concerns about COVID and, you know, when we'll be open. And so if we can't make it back for January, then maybe we'll be back in February, and if not February, March. But we want everybody to understand we're going to be here whenever that is, whenever it's safe and everyone can be together. And we, you know, we have refunded all the tickets for shows that, you know, we've had to cancel or postpone. We've offered people options to carry it over as a gift certificate. But that's one thing people don't have to worry about. You know, we will make them whole and make sure that they don't lose, you know, hits or money or anything like that.
I have to say, you know, I think this is one of the biggest reasons why we really need to come together and get this thing behind us. You know, everyone kind of needs to follow the protocols and do what they need to do, and let's get it done, you know, so that we can get back to life and get back to, you know, hopefully, you know, even sooner than after the first of the year, but especially after the first of the year, we can get back to the normal and start going out to events again and seeing shows and things like that. So let's hope for January for sure.
Yeah, and I don't want to preach to people, but
no, I don't either.
You know, I do have to point out though, you know, in South Korea, they've handled COVID incredibly well. In South Korea, they never closed their theaters. They're still open today. They're still operating.
In fact,
the opera is still playing in Seoul, South Korea, right now. And so, I look to them and things they did, and so there is a way forward, and we're hopeful. You know,
absolutely.
No, nobody has. I wish I had a you know, a crystal ball, but we're excited, and Broadway is planning to reopen in January. You know, that's the hope, and so we're all taking it a day at a time. But let me tell you about the shows, because I'm so excited about them.
Yeah.
So the first one on the new and improved schedule is Jesus Christ Superstar.
Love that show.
It's a fantastic show. It's Andrew Lloyd Webber, and, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar toured for years in the United States. This is a brand new version. It's an amazing version. It actually came over from London, and it won their version of the Tony Award, called the Olivier, over in London.
So
it's a really, really well done show. Great dancing, great singing, and it's just I think it's a brighter and sort of more energetic version of Jesus Christ Superstar
than
you've seen in the past. The past version was beautiful, but it got a little tired over the years. So this is a really fantastic new version. So that'll play for the week of January 12th through the 17th at Schuster Center. And then, you know, we move on to a classic revival of Fiddler on the Roof. And Fiddler is like, it's one of those shows that most people have seen in their life. And if they haven't, they know some of the music from Fiddler.
It's probably one of my favorite shows. And it was so surprising to me. I actually saw this at the Loft. And I, you know, I'd heard about it my entire life. You know, you always hear the music from it. And I went to go see it. And I have to say, still to date, I think it's one of my favorite musicals. I love it.
Well, if you love Fiddler, you would love this version. So it's a guy named, the director is Bartlett Sher, and amazing team behind this version. And the original version of Fiddler on the Roof won, I think, 10 Tony Awards back in the day. And it became the longest running musical of all time. It ran longer than anything. So it's really beloved, but this is a fantastic new staging with new choreography by this Israeli choreographer. And it's an amazing version of the show. And so it's gotten great reviews all over the country, and it had been playing for about a year, and they shut it down and are bringing it back. There's so much interest that show will definitely be back on the road. So we're looking forward to having that.
Nice.
The next show on the list after that is actually, it's one of my, I can't say it's my favorite show, but it's one of those shows that left a really big impression on me. It's a really small show called The Band's Visit.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this one.
The Band's Visit is a new show. It won 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical.
Oh, wow.
Just in the last couple years. So I believe it was the 2019 winner of the Tony. So just last year. It's a really small show, and it was in a smaller theater in New York, only about a 600-seat theater. But it's this beautiful show. It's actually based on a movie about this Egyptian band, like Egyptian army band, like 10-piece band that gets lost in Israel and ends up going to the wrong town. So it's sort of, in a way, it's definitely like a mixed signals, you know, sort of misadventure type of show. But it's a really beautiful show, and the score is absolutely unique in that actors in the show play the instrument. And so it's a really beautiful show. It was a show a lot of people didn't get to see, but it featured Tony Shalhoub, who
Monk.
Tony Shalhoub, he
was a monk.
Yeah, he was exactly. He's monk. Yeah, monk. So he was amazing in the show. He's not touring with the show, but it was really beautiful and had a fairly good run on Broadway. And it, I think it will surprise our audience if they give it a chance. You know, it's different. It's a small show. It's an intimate show. But we had so many big shows like Fiddler on the season that something small and intimate actually rounded out the season really well.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So we're excited about that. And then we follow that up with a massive show that we're really happy to have returning to date, and that is The Lion King.
Yes, I saw it the first time you guys had it. Gosh, that was years ago now at this point. Wonderful show.
It is, and it'll be here for 3 full weeks.
Wow. Lion King
play from May 6th to May 23rd. It's such a big show that you know it only makes sense to do it if you bring it in for a long time because it takes us days and days just to get it into the theater.
So yeah, I imagine it's
huge. We'll be here, and if you don't see Lion King, go to the website and check it out. But it's as beautiful and relevant as ever. The costumes are amazing. The singing is amazing. It's just such a big show, and Disney does a great job keeping it on the road. So we're excited about that. And then one of the surprises that we just announced is a show that wasn't on our original season, but will be now. And this is probably my favorite show of the last 2 years on Broadway. And that's the show Dear Evan Hansen.
I'm so excited for this one, too. I think I saw a clip of this during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I believe it's been a couple years ago now. But once I saw the clip of it, I can't wait to see this show. It's going to be great.
Really, you know, Dear Evan Hansen is unique in that it relates to teenagers. It's about, you know, it's about some tough subjects. It's about social media, and it deals with teenagers and depression and some really, you know, some real subjects. They're probably truer now than they ever have been. And I think it deals with it in a way that is hopeful and beautiful, and it just has amazing music, and it's a really compelling story. And Dear Evan Hansen has been an absolute blockbuster across the country, on Broadway, playing on Broadway whenever they can open back up, and sold out every performance. And, you know, it's funny because we have a lot of ushers and young people in our theater programs, and for them, they're way more excited about Dear Evan Hansen than Hamilton because it's a show that relates so
right.
much.
I can't wait to take my daughter to see it.
And so we're really excited to have Dear Evan Hansen on, and that's another... So it's sort of crazy because I think this year, of all the shows we were doing, I think 5 won the Tony for Best Musical. So it's really a blockbuster season.
Wow. Yeah,
and
it
then,
is.
And then our season will close in July with Anastasia, which is a really beautiful, you know, costume show.
Well, now what about Cats? That's on your on the Dayton Live website. Is Cats still coming?
Yeah, Cats is an add-on to the season.
Okay.
So will be. Cats was technically part of the previous season. But
right.
Don't worry, we will have Cats, and Cats will be in.
I think that's the one that was the first Broadway musical I ever saw.
somebody asked me about Cats the other day, and I said, you know, look, there's two camps for Cats. You either love Cats or you don't love Cats. And so for people that love it, it is.
And if you've seen the movie, do not use that as any kind of excuse to not go see the show, because the Broadway show is, well, obviously, it's just night and day difference than the movie.
Yeah, and I chose not to see the movie because I heard early on, I'm sure I'll watch it one of these days.
Yeah, you can get away with not.
Cats is loved, and it has some beautiful music. So Cats will be here. And then to close out the full season, we have Anastasia, which is, it's a great book. It's sort of the mystery of, you know, a Russian princess type of thing. And if you don't know the story, you know, go and check it out. We actually have some good stuff on our website about Anastasia. So we're really excited. You know, it's just a fun season. It's got...
It's a blockbuster season. Let's be honest. It really is.
And the other thing people have asked me about that I want to make clear is we had to take 2 shows off the season that were supposed to be this fall because we knew we wouldn't be able to perform them. And those two shows are another two great shows. You know, this was the first that I booked here in Dayton. So for me, it was like I wanted to pull out all the punches and bring some great shows in. So those two shows were Come From Away and Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah, Mean Girls. I was looking forward to that one.
And so I just want to let everybody know, we will have those shows back, and they will be as soon as we can get them.
Okay.
So, you know, they'll hopefully be part of, you know, maybe the 21-22 season, or if not, the season beyond that. But a lot of people were wondering, so I just wanted to let everybody know, you know, we will have those shows back in Dayton as soon as we can get them here.
Well, Ty, I think you did okay for this season. I have to say, despite losing those two shows or not being able to do them this season, I think you did all right.
Yeah, we're feeling really good about it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, great shows, and you know, normally I would say, hey, you know, we're getting close to the start of the season, and I'd be pitching for tickets. You know, this year we're selling subscriptions, and you know, we've had a huge flood of people wanting to get tickets with the announcements we've made. So, you know, we're feeling good about it, even with all the uncertainty. We're going to get back, and once we can do shows again, it'll be great. We have some of the best venues in the country, and
we sure do.
We're lucky here in Dayton to have them. I mean, I look at the Schuster Center in Columbus and Cincinnati and Indianapolis. They would kill for a building like that.
Yep.
We're really lucky, and, you know, we just want people to come and have a great time. So that's sort of what's going on.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome season, Broadway-wise, and of course, you know, all kinds of other things that you guys do as well with Dayton Live, all kinds of live shows, which once, you know, we're back to normal, or what the new normal will be, hopefully we'll be able to do all of those. I'll tell you, Ty, why don't you tell, I won't tell you, you tell us, how we can get more information on any and all of the things that you do with Dayton Live, and of course, on the Broadway series.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for Dayton Live, for any of the shows we have, for any of the shows from the local resident companies, our nonprofit companies in town, really anything we're doing, the best place you can go is daytonlive.org, so daytonlive.org, daytonlive.org.
Okay.
All the information is available there, and you can find information about the Premier Health Broadway in Dayton. You can find information about the Rockin' Orchestra and the ballet, the opera, and all the comedy and music shows we do, all the speaker series. So really anything we do will be available there. And as you mentioned early on, the really, really old websites we used to have are all gone. We have one central website for all your ticketing needs, for all the information. That's the only official ticketing outlet. So we used to have Ticket Center Stage. That's now all one place for Dayton Live.
Okay, so daytonlive.org. Daytonlive.org. Yeah, and it really is. It's so easy to navigate. So for anyone that goes to daytonlive.org, you know, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. You know, you can click on events and you can click on the different venues, and it really is fantastic. Ty, I think you've done a great job. I have to say, I'm really excited about this season and about everything that's to come with Dayton Live.
Well, thank you. We're excited as well, and you know, we're going to keep getting the word out, and the response has been, obviously the Hamilton response has been overwhelming. People are excited.
But I'm sure.
Yeah. Great shows will be coming up from all of our different companies. So, you know, we're looking forward to seeing everybody come back.
All right, Ty, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it. And, you know, good luck for, should I say break a leg, I guess, for the rest of this year, and hopefully for the coming season.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Absolutely. Have a good one.